It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I don't know about where you are, but there's a little snap in the air. This time of year, man, that's getting me fired up to get up in a tree and do a little bow hunting. That's one of my favorite things to do in the fall. But went to bow camp last weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. It's more cooking camp for me. But I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, nothing at the moment. You're sitting here.
Right, yeah.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Mr. Producer, Mr. Conrad.
Hey.
Country legend Conrad, we call him. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, doggone it, and we're going to keep it that way. We're smoking it up all the time. Today, I am not smoking. I am cooking. I'm in the chili, taste of chili cook-off kind of thing, and the Lowell Chamber of Commerce is putting it on, and so the grilling guys are representing.
Thank you. Thank you. What time does the chili have to be ready?
It has to be, let's see, I wrote it down here. We're tasting from 1 to 4.
Okay.
So you go into Lowell, you won't be able to miss it because that town has an infectious love, and you'll just follow the crowds, and everything, it's just contagious, you know. You can just see everybody on a Saturday especially, and it's nice, it's a beautiful day, it's
right.
Sunny. You just follow the smiles and follow your nose, because every restaurant in town is, not every restaurant, but almost all of them
right.
are cooking chili.
Sure, you have fun. It's a great community event, good fall thing. I am absent. Bob's going this one solo because today is my bride's 60th birthday.
Oh.
So we are having a birthday party for her this evening, and I've got to do a little prep work. We're going to a restaurant, so I'm not doing a lot of cooking. She wanted it that way, but I got some decorating to do and all this other stuff. So
you want
to
tell the crowd where that'll be?
What? Yeah, right, yeah. But you know, but
you'll get free dinner if you show up.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the thing, is do we have to pay our own tab? Or
is this
on you?
That's how I roll. Yeah. This is a Dutch treat, right?
So,
we're in West Michigan. Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to be fun. So I'm just going to be working all day and then going to go out to dinner, and I'll fall asleep at the table.
Well,
so
that's
you,
okay.
You might have to drive me home.
That'll be just as good for the conversation, so we're all right.
You mentioned the fall in the air or something like
right,
that.
Right, a little snap in the air.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what also is in the air? I was out to Trail Point this week.
Was it as hard to get there as it was to open that beer?
My fingernails aren't long enough to get under the tab.
Oh. Breakfast of champions with the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's exactly what we're doing.
And a hair in the cup.
Right.
That makes it even better.
Why don't you slide the can over here to me?
That one will be yours. Here, I'll let you pour your own, you big sissy. This is called the Godfather IPA from Trail Point. And we're going to have Jeff Knobloch on from Trail Point Brewery in Allendale. If you've never been there before, Allendale is a little town that's got a little college called Grand Valley.
Yeah.
And I darkened their doors for a year after Ferris. And
searching for a diploma.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big mistake because I had so much fun at Ferris anyway. Grand Valley's a great school. A lot of great grads there. But they have a great brewery across from the campus, and it's called Trail Point. And Jeff is the founder and the chief brewer. This guy is he's quite a treat, so I hope you all like talking to him.
You know, there's no irony here, but Bob went to Ferris and then he went to Grand Valley. We've got two brewers on the show today. One is from Allendale, where Grand Valley is, and the other one's from Big Rapids,
weird,
where Ferris is.
Weird.
That's just a weird coinkydink, don't you think?
You have to connect the dots all the dang time. You know, that CIA training really did you well.
He didn't call professors from each one. He called brewers from each one. So you know how his degree
went.
Well, my
professors are all dead.
Right, yeah.
That's another funny story I'll catch you up with someday. Anyway, fall report. You mentioned the snap and all this, and you're right. I was talking with a farmer that I love to go to north of Lowell. He's on Lincoln Lake Road, 4 or 5 miles north on the west side of the road. It's just his house and a vegetable stand out on the side driveway.
Yep, know right where it is.
Yeah, you've been there, sure.
Heck yeah.
The dude is cool. He's kind of a quiet fella, but he's a hard worker, and he does this all by hand. He's gardening like 15-plus acres of his, I don't know how much land he's got, but he knocks a lot of big bucks down, I know that. So I stopped and saw him because I wanted to replicate that chili we made on our very first cook-off.
Okay. Because we won with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was good. And,
right.
And I kept all the notes. I took copious notes, and I've got them all in a book that I remembered to bring.
Okay.
So I got all these peppers from this guy, and it's the end of the year. He didn't have any tomatoes. And I said, oh, man, I got to smoke some tomatoes. Right. And I don't want to have to go to the supermarket for tomatoes.
Right. You know?
So he goes, all right, over in that field right there. He said, follow that trail up and go over here. He said, you can have whatever you want. He said, there's a few laying around up there. I filled up a box in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're ugly. You know, some of them have a little frost damage or a little spotting from rain or whatever. But I've got this giant thing of tomatoes. And then, of course, he had the most beautiful green peppers and red peppers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll still have time to get some if you want to go up there. It's north of Lowell, about 5 miles. Dude. These green peppers were like the size of a cantaloupe. And he said, these are a little on the smaller side. I'm laughing. I didn't know if he was kidding or not.
Right.
But you get like 2 for $1 or 3 for $1.
Right. Yeah. He's trying to get
If you go to the supermarket, season. You go to the supermarket, those red peppers are $1.99, $1.79.
Yeah, each.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
A piece.
Yeah.
This you get 2 or 3 for a buck.
Right. Yeah. And
spend your
the
gas.
Thing
go
is,
get,
is,
go get
is,
some Lowell fruit.
In the chili for his chili cook-off later today, the smoked vegetables, that's the only secret we're going to give today, but that makes a big difference. And the tomatoes, you said, I don't want people that are listening to go, oh, he's putting bad tomatoes in his chili. That's not it at all. It doesn't matter if they're rubbed up or skinned up a little bit because we're taking the skins off them and after they smoke, and then it kind of peels right off, and then you use that smoked tomato in the chili, and
I'll
it just adds another
I'll
level.
I'll be cutting lots of bruises, and, you know, they've got warts on them, okay?
Right.
They were left in the field because they're ugly.
Right.
But, you know, kind of reminds me of homecoming. I'll just leave it there.
Okay. Yep. That's that time of year, too.
Yeah. but so talking to this fellow.
There was cow tipping Annie.
There was. Talking to this farmer, he said he has, and as we're standing there, the acorns were falling on his lean-to roof, his fruit stand.
Yep.
They were just like, punk, punk, punk. He said, this tree has never even had acorns.
Yeah.
And he said, they're dropping like hail. Hail, yeah.
Right.
And I've noticed my hickory nuts are doing the same thing. I have this, you know,
a woods full of hickory.
Yeah. You know that, what we call the bitch pod.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a raised deck on the side of the pool for certain people to sit around and complain.
Oh.
Right.
And there's a big hickory behind it, and it wants to lean out over the pool. Maureen won't let me cut it down.
Right.
I love cutting trees
down.
Well,
you know what kind of pot it is, so she's got to have her tree.
So these freaking hickory nuts are, it looks like, I don't know, like some kind of carnage, because the squirrels go in there. It's a gated community, right?
Right, right.
It's all fenced in pool.
Dogs won't get
Dog
in there.
Dog can't get in there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And the cats, like, they don't really like fighting with the bigger squirrels. So those fox squirrels go in there, and they just tear them up. I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 inches tall of shucked hickory nut shells.
Right.
My point is, we're in for a winter.
Oh, yeah. You're right. When that stuff falls, Mother Nature takes care of herself. And when the acorns and the hickory nuts are dropping, that means there's going to be a lot of snow on the ground, and the animals will be able to forage.
The critters know what's going on.
Right.
And
that
was this farmer's point, too, because I agreed with him. I talked earlier in the year about this grand solar minimum. This is all part of what's going on our planet, and it's amazing to watch.
Right.
It's an amazing time.
I think it's been happening for centuries. It's just now we put a name on it, a grand solar, what'd you call it?
The occurrence this year is completely different than what we're used to.
Right. But, I mean, it just happens.
Things happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the planet changes.
Trees are trees, and they go
trees
through
trees are trees?
Just like everybody else. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to dive into a little glass of this Trail Point the Mob Father, and we're going to have the brewer that makes it joining us, Jeff Knobloch from Trail Point Brewery. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.